Everyone wants to be Cary Grant. I want to be Cary Grant.
The world was made for us to enjoy, as we are made to enjoy each other.
Feelings can't be wrong, man. Feelings are what we're made of.
Welcome to Starscape, the interactive celebrity site. Come, visit with your favorite stars of the 20th century.
Gone but never forgotten.
Live the glamour.
Become the legend.
Please choose a simulation from the following menu.
You have chosen a Starscape special presentation. The Mystery of Vanity Mode.
Here's your host, Artistic Director of Starscape, Dylan McDonald.
Welcome. In this simulation, we depart from our usual fare of recreating the biggest and brightest stars of the 20th century. For the past 2 years, Vanity Mode has been our very own superstar, the astonishing talent who has brought your favorite celebrities back to life by doubling them here on Starscape. If you've ever played croquet with Muhammad Ali, baked cookies with Gertrude Stein, or taken John Wayne's philosophy course, then you've experienced the artistry of Vanity Mode. But what is Vanity Mode like when she isn't doubling?
Vanity Mode? You're looking at her. Ta-da!
Who is this remarkable woman? We don't really know much about her life before she arrived at Starscape, other than that she was born in 2002. She did tell us that she clicked our site every day before she came to work for us. I remember one of the first things she ever said to me was that she could feel the ratings at Starscape. You know, the zazz. I thought that was a little strange. Back then, I was quite certain that zazz was nothing but click count divided by attention quotient. It was something you measured afterward, not what you felt in the moment, like laughter or applause. The day I met Vanity Mode, I had just come back from a business lunch with Roman Barone, the VNet guide and host of the popular link site, Roman's Nose. I'd been trying to get him to put Starscape on his pick-click list. It hadn't gone well.
Sure, your zazz isn't that bad for a boomer site, but your numbers are headed in the wrong direction. It's not like when you did Duck Brings the Lunch, Dylan. The site smelled like a winner from the start, and you had the zazz going your way.
A blip, Roman. It's just a blip. You know the baby boomers love playing with their celebrities. It reminds them of when they were young.
Sure, but what kind of zazz are you getting from the under 30s?
They'll come, if only to see what their grandparents are talking about. And once they click in, we've got them. Because people love having Elvis as their best friend. It's the names, Roman. Say them and you can hear the magic. Marilyn, Bogey, Groucho, Ali, John Lennon, Michael Jordan, Fats Waller, JFK.
Look, Dylan, I'm almost 50 and I barely remember these people. And I'm telling you that my kids don't care squat about Michael Jordan. If they know him at all, it's as that fat old jack who owns Nike. Frankly, I was shocked when I heard you'd bought a dusty little site like Starscape. What were you thinking?
It was all I could afford after my divorce.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but you just have to face the demographics, man. Boomers aren't exactly a growth segment of the population. Besides, all the research says your tech makes them uncomfortable. You think millions of retirees are going to start using Airflexes? Hell no. The boomers don't get virtuality, Dylan. Some of them still don't get computers. If they want dead stars, they go to dead media.
But, Roman...
What time is it, anyway? Uh-oh. Gotta run. Dylan, you're working too hard.
It's because I believe in what I'm doing, Roman.
Always a plus. Thanks for lunch.
Roman, wait. Say my zazz jumps or something. Can I message you?
Sure. People message me all the time.
I remember I felt a crinkle of panic. You see, I'd bought Starscape with the dregs of my savings and had been trying to rebuild it on the cheap. I'd spread $373,000 over 5 different debt cards, which is why I needed Barone to give our site that damn link. Back then, Starscape was just me and 2 techies, Bug and Letty. We had 4 rooms of flop space in the partly abandoned Meadowbrook office park. The way Starscape had been bleeding money, I figured I was a week, maybe less, from filing for bankruptcy, from losing everything. Honeys, I'm home. Letty, bug?
Dylan, we're in the dome.
Bug wrote a new sim.
Hey, Bug.
Hey.
Oh, my God, what is that?
He hasn't named it yet, but I'm calling it Attack of the Monster Stars.
Is that?
Yep, Barbara Walters.
She must be 80 feet tall.
87, actually.
And you're playing her as your avatar? Why did you just rip the roof off of Radio City Music Hall?
I'm looking for someone.
You're Barbara Walters, Letty. Get in character.
Right. Okay.
Dylan, let me ask you this. Where would you be hiding if you were Cary Grant? Truthfully.
I don't know. Empire State Building, maybe?
Watch out for the roof! The Empire State Building. No, that was the first place I looked.
Bug, this doesn't really feel like Starscape to me. And why is Barbara Walters stomping taxis?
Bug's not talking today. He's having a mood.
I am not. You've got Stalin, Darth Vader, and Mick Jagger riding around town. Free 10 minutes in the city to squash one of them.
Bug, you have a long history of writing combat sims. Do you feel that that's been an influence on your work here at Starscape?
This is a party site, Bug, not dirty work for. It's not supposed to be about racking up high score.
We never show any bodies, and it bumps the attention quotient 2.6. Hey, it's satire, Dylan.
Satire is what closes Saturday night, and Stalin is way too dusty. You want someone people will know.
I believe you're hiding in Lincoln Center. Bug, would that be right?
No! So obvious. You know, I could swap Lee Harvey Oswald for Stalin.
I was thinking more of an O.J. Simpson. So are you in this sim, Bug, or just peeping?
Well, I'm Cary Grant, but I'm hiding. Go-seek is the point. Only she's not getting it. I'm bored. Letty, try the Upper West Side.
Cary Grant. This is way too obscure, Bug. I don't know anything about Cary Blinking Grant.
Stay in character, Letty.
Looks right, sorry.
I don't know anything about Cary Blinking Grant.
He was in a bunch of Hitchcocks. If finding Bug's Cary Grant avatar is the point, what's the payoff?
Oh, I just plugged in the sex default. If she figures out my hiding place, the avatar's screwed. Oh, I'm kind of losing interest.
Don't worry, Dylan. I made Bug promise to run it totally softcore. Hey!
Yeah, violence and sex will be very tasteful. Do me a favor and take a hint, Letty. Uptown, way uptown.
Bug, when did we decide to add Barbara Walters to the cast? I didn't think there was enough money in the budget for you to scan her biography and write her AI.
But there isn't. That's the beauty of this new sim. We let the users play the stars. That way we cut programming costs and can start adding more celebrities to the cast.
Users can't be the stars. That's the whole point of Starscape. Who's going to pay to watch Joe Modem pretend he's Cary Grant?
Well, Joe Modem will pay to pretend he's Cary Grant, and thousands of other Joes and James will pay. Look at this sim, Dylan. It's extreme. Letty, tell him how much fun we're having.
It was you, Bob, who advised Letty to stay in character. That was very good advice indeed, and she has taken it to heart. Where's your Cary Grant?
Okay. Very true, my dear. Dylan, my good man, we are having barrels of fun.
It doesn't matter if it's fun. Bug, we're trying to create the illusion for users that they're actually meeting their favorite celebrities. Your sim is like putting on a play and picking the actors out of the audience.
You're thinking in a box, Dylan. Open the lid and climb out.
This sim is not Starscape. Sure, you look and sound like Cary Grant, but you're still acting like Bug. You have to write a biographical AI for every star, or it's nothing but a silly costume party.
Oh, my. Who put the AI bug up your ass?
Excuse me, gentlemen, but would you mind taking this somewhere else? I'm in the middle of a session here, and I am losing major attention quotient.
Oh, but our AIs are no damn good, Dylan. And if I can't write them, nobody can. You really want to convince users they're talking to Sinatra? Hire some doubles.
We can't afford doubles.
And we can't afford to write dodgy software for every celebrity on the site. What we can afford is to let the users...
What the hell?
Excuse me, sister, but I'm going to have to ice this little party for a while.
What is it, Bogey?
Could be nothing but a hill of beans. See, I know I'm a desk bot. Maybe I'm just software, but you hired me to do a job. And I can't do it with one hand tied behind my back. Now, can I? Seems we got a visitor at the back door, Dame. Flesh and blood. Only I don't know why she's here, and that bothers me. Makes me wonder if we've got some kind of security problem here. So who's been holding out?
Oh, an unannounced visitor. We're going to be closed down.
What?
Nothing, nothing.
Did someone order a pizza, maybe?
Cut out the Cary Grant, Bug. I want her ID.
Would you be wanting a flat ID or deep?
Flat.
Flat will cost you $3 now.
Authorized.
Okay, she's got a name. Elizabeth Lee Corazon. And she's got a driver's license, which gives us a date of birth. 4-11-02, which makes her 34. Her social security number is 049-38-3829. Eyes brown, height 5'7", weight 138 pounds.
Yeah, who does she work for?
Appears she's out of work. Fact is, she's 17 months into unemployment. Medical disability.
What's the matter with her?
Med records are deep information, and deep will cost you, friend. Is that all for now?
I guess so.
I'll be seeing you.
But why did she come to the back door? Well, at least she isn't here to turn out the lights.
What do you mean, turn out the lights? Nobody is turning out anything, okay?
Hey, cool down, Dylan. Go find out what she wants. Maybe she's selling Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, I just love the ones with the cream in the middle. They remind me of when I was a little girl.
As soon as I saw our visitor through the wire mesh window of the loading dock door, I thought I understood everything important about her. She was a stocky woman with broad, flattened features. Her brown hair did not quite cover her ears, which were big as fists. She stared back at me unabashedly, her eyes narrow and slanted, eyelids puffy. Her face seemed oddly childlike. If I hadn't known she was 35, I might have guessed she was a teenager. She wore black jeans and a baggy ad shirt on which cartoon dolphins leapt out a pitcher of Budweiser. She gave me a slow smile and mouthed the words, "Open up." I had never known anyone with Down syndrome, but I believed I could handle her. Yes?
I expected a little more from this place.
You wanted something?
I'm a double. And if you're Starscape, you need me.
Oh, come in, come in. Did Bug send for you?
Bug?
No, of course not. Look, I'm afraid there's been a misunderstanding. If you don't mind leaving,
This is Starscape, right? The site with all the oldie celebrities? Live the glamour.
I'm not sure I know what you're talking about, Ms.
Are you the one who writes those advertising tags? Gone, but never forgotten. Hey, we're just clicking for fun, mister. Not buying a new Rolex.
There's no Starscape here. This is a Grant Associates. We do marketing analysis for nonprofits. I'm afraid you've got the wrong address, Miss...
Mode. My name is Vanity Mode.
Vanity Mode?
What's the matter? Am I going too fast for you? Maybe if I speak to your boss.
But I am. This is my company.
Then that would make you Dylan McDonough. Okay, Dylan. The idea of Starscape is delicious. So how come your site is cold oatmeal? Your celebrities talk like computers in rubber suits. Take your Judy Garland. Not half bipolar enough. You want a Jim Carrey so needy, he'd swallow a goldfish for a laugh. Your problem is that nobody's wounded.
Where would you hide if you were Cary Grant?
Aha! The old trick question trick. This garbage can?
No, say in New York City.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter where. Cary Grant doesn't hide. He might duck into the next room or make a quick getaway, but he knows he can't hide because he's Cary Grant. The camera will always find him.
Really? And how would you know that?
Because I was born in the wrong century, Dylan. I should have been my great-grandmother. She was a special assistant to Vincent Minnelli when he worked at MGM. She once ate Louis B. Mayer's French toast by accident.
There are more than just movie stars at Starscape.
Oh, so now this is Starscape. I can see why you'd want to keep this dump a secret. Well, Dylan, I've got Jim Brown's rookie card and a home run ball that Ted Williams plunked into the center field bleachers at Fenway, and a blue campaign button that says, I want Roosevelt again, and Norman Mailer's ego pickled in alcohol. A joke. That's a joke.
You sure?
I think the Hot Five was Louis Armstrong's best band, and that Rubber Soul was the Beatles' best album. So let's start over, shall we? I'm Vanity Mode. Ta-da! And you're Dylan McDonough, and this is our historic first meeting, so enjoy it.
Look, Ms. Moe, I'm sorry,
here's
but...
the way I read the script. You take me on a tour of the place, then we draw up a contract, and then I make you famous.
Ms. Mode, I'm afraid you just don't understand.
What do you mean, I don't understand? Don't think that just because I look this way that I'm stupid. I understand, mister. Don't you think I'm stupid?
Are you okay? You don't sound too... Look, Ms. Mode, it's just that I'm very busy.
Right. So busy that Mr. answers the back door his own self. Look, Dylan, the zest for Starscape is what? 23? 25? You should be doing 80.
How do you know that? Even though she had Down syndrome, Vanity wasn't slow. I realized she had a computer-aided thinking implant, one of the first. The one where they scoop out a chunk of your cerebellum and replace it with computer matter grown from the patient's embryonic stem cells. Where did you get those numbers? Not that you're right, Ms. Mode, but our Zazz is proprietary information.
Oh, I don't know your Zazz exactly. I feel it.
You feel it? And do you feel the times tables, too? The stock market? This has gone far enough, Ms. Mode.
Vanity.
Vanity. Because even if I wanted to hire you, I can't afford to pay a double.
You can't afford not to.
We have a budget, a very tight budget. There is no money in it for doubling.
But you're Dylan McDonough. You must have made the big package at Duck Brings the Lunch. And what about Stinger? Mister, don't do right. What happened to you?
Are you sure you're all right? Hey, look, what happened to me is none of your blinking business.
Sorry, mister.
No, I'm sorry to be such a disappointment to you, Vanity. I'll try to do better in the future.
Mister, I...
Just so you know, Duck Brings the Lunch was pretty much over by 31. And I only own 2% of Stinger. The fact is, if I could afford a double, I wouldn't be working out of this dump, as you so aptly put it. So anyway, it's been nice meeting you. I tried to shoo her out the door, but her eyes got very big and shiny. And for the first time, I felt as if I were in the presence of two different people. The thick, awkward, mentally impaired woman before me was Elizabeth Lee Corazon, who peeked out from time to time from behind the mask she had created for herself. Elizabeth Lee Corazon looked as if she were about to fall apart, except that Vanity Mode was holding her together with steely ambition and wisecracks and a voice like liquid sex.
Okay, then. We'll go with the rewrite. More drama if our heroine starts from nothing. So, I don't need to be paid, Dylan. Not yet, anyway. You'll know when it's time. Why don't you shut the door? You're letting the flies in.
You have to leave, Ms. Mode. I can call the police if you want.
Good idea. Call the cops, the fire department, the Marines, and the Starship Enterprise. How long will it take to pry me out of here, poor little retard that I am? A couple of hours? Give me half an hour. I'll double anyone you're running on, Starscape. A cold reading. If you're not interested, Mr. McDonough, I'll walk out of here and you can get back to whatever it is you're so busy not doing. It's drafty with the door open.
You know, this'll serve Bug right.
Bug again?
How long have you had the cat implant?
18 months, but what's that got to do with anything?
I'm just wondering if they've worked all the kinks out of it. Or did Elizabeth Lee Corazon always have the manners of a police siren?
You leave her out of this.
Lady, you're her, okay? We ID'd you at the door. Call yourself whatever you want, but keep the multiple personalities to yourself.
She's just along for the ride.
Grant's tomb? You're in Grant's blinking tomb?
Who's that?
Our engineer, Letty. Bug is the programmer. They're pretty much the team.
It's just the three of you?
We've had some turnover. Hey, you want to cast of thousands? Go bother Gates.com. Let's go see what the shouting is about. I don't know why I'm doing this.
To get rid of me, remember?
I can get rid of you right now. Okay, here. Half an hour. I'm setting the timer on my data cuff for half an hour. The chime is your exit cue.
You know what they say. Every exit is an entrance someplace else.
They say a lot of things.
I told you, Carrie, I get your little joke. Now, how do I lose it?
Ah, you have no sense of humor, Letty.
I haven't seen this sim on the site yet. What's it about?
I'm not exactly sure. Something Bug cooked up. When I left, Barbara Walters was 87 feet tall, and she was stomping Manhattan. But now that she's found Cary Grant, I guess she has to be life-sized. What ship is that they're on?
The Titanic.
Oh, right.
I've always been scared of women, but I got over it.
So wrong, Dylan. As soon as Bug opens his mouth, I know he's not Cary Grant. Which is exactly why you need a double to play your stars. Someone who knows what she's doing.
We have software for that.
I'm better than software.
Cigarette, darling?
See? There's a mistake right there. He shouldn't offer her the cigarette. People used to say that Grant played hard to get, but that wasn't it. He was hard to get.
Everyone wants to be Cary Grant. I want to be Cary Grant.
Well, how about that smoking porn, Dylan?
Hot.
And I finally nailed Mick Jagger on Broadway in 96. Oh, is this your Girl Scout?
Guys, this is...
Ta-da! Letties and gentlemen, I give you the one, the only, Vanity Mode. Thank you. Thanks so much. You're too kind.
Vanity is...
No, no. Don't be telling on me, Dylan.
What kind of name is Vanity?
Now then, Letty, what are we using to control avatars?
Series 40 Airflex. We've also got a couple of discretes. And you can always run them off the console. But what's this about, Dylan?
The console would be best. Bug, suppose I wanted to modify one of your characters on the fly. Run her like an avatar.
Vanity's carrying a concealed weapon, is that it? We're all hostages, right, Dylan?
No, it's okay, Bug. I've got this under control. Tell her.
Well, the easiest way is to go in through the doubling interrupt.
So you can double on Starscape.
Well, we can, Letty, but we don't. Not yet, anyway. But the original programmers thought that the code would be more robust if they included doubling in the initial design rather than include it later.
Vanity doubles. She's going to give us a brief demonstration of what we're missing.
Hey, let me see your data cuff. Only 23 minutes left. Who do I have to screw to get some help around here?
Here? Nobody but yourself.
Stop it, Bug. Letty, would you take her to the control booth, get her up to speed on the console?
In 20 minutes? I've spent 2 months massaging that board. There are at least 100 macros.
That's okay, Letty. I'm a quick study. Have you heard about the beta for the Series 60? It's got one of...
Jesus blinking Christ, Dylan!
I know, pal. A piece of work. And she's got to have a pretty extreme computer-aided thinking implant. You should have heard her out on the loading dock.
Sure they didn't put it in backwards? Who the hell is she?
Bug, we're going to find out. Hand me an Airflex.
Welcome to the Airflex Series 40 experience.
I should probably just bounce her out of here, but I've got this weird hunch. I feel like what Starscape needs just now is to get run over by a random variable.
It didn't happen with Barone, did it?
No, it didn't.
What are we going to do?
Authorize user, Dylan McDonough.
Authorized.
Please follow the Airflex checklist. Snug the headband to your temple now.
Yep. Bug, I've been mulling it over.
Fasten ankle and wrist straps now.
Yep.
Insert the nose clip now.
You wanted me to try a double.
Dylan, that's not what I said at all. I wanted you to let the users play the celebrities.
Plug all peripheral sensors into the CPU now.
So when a double shows up at my back door, I take that as a sign.
Your Airflex Series 40 is now ready to accept virtual programming. Enjoy the Airflex experience.
I don't believe her. I just don't believe her. She's running the console like she built it herself.
She's a quick study.
I don't care what kind of computer-aided thinking enhancement she's got. Nobody is that fast, Bug. Nobody. Human.
What's your pleasure? Anybody? Anywhere? Anytime?
Bug?
Like I'm supposed to care?
Let her choose.
Is that all right with you, Dylan?
Sure. Whatever takes 18 minutes.